This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Podil addresses joint session of Federal Parliament, calls for unity, good governance and youth-focused reforms to drive Nepal's development and stability. Ruby Kumari Thakur of Desram Sanskriti Party elected as Deputy Speaker of House of Representatives. Asian Development Bank forecasts Nepal's economic growth to remain at 2.7% in 2026. And shipping remains standstill in the Strait of Hormuz, despite U.S.-Iran ceasefire agreement. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Podil has addressed the joint session of the House of the Federal Parliament. In his address at the multipurpose meeting hall of the Singha Darbar-based Federal Parliament building, President Podil expressed the confidence that the current government will work in line with the constitution and the aspiration of the people. He said that the foundations of the Federal Democratic Republic have been institutionalized over the past decade, but stressed that more work remains to meet public expectations. President Podil also emphasized the need for good governance, effective service delivery, corruption control, and employment opportunities within the country. The head of the state urged the government to ensure citizen-focused laws, strengthen rule of law, and promote balanced foreign relations while addressing climate change impacts. He also called on stakeholders to move forward, united for development, stability and prosperity. Meanwhile, today's meeting of the House of Representatives unanimously passed a proposal of the vote of thanks to President Ramchandra Podil for his address to the joint session of both houses of the Federal Parliament. Ruby Kumari Thakur of Desram Sanskriti Party has been elected Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives. In the election held this evening, Thakur secured 229 votes, while another candidate, Saraswati Lama of the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, received only 5 votes. Likewise, 22 votes were cast as none of them. Out of the 275-member House of Representatives, 256 members participated in the election. Speaker Dul Prasad Oryal announced Thakur's election to the post and congratulated her. The 26-year-old candidate had the support of the ruling Rashtriya Swatantra Party as well as 3 major opposition parties, the Nepali Congress, the CPN-UMO, and the Communist Party of Nepal. Gauri Kumari Yadav has been recommended for the post of Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, while Ramji Yadav has been recommended for the post of Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security. Prime Minister Balendra Saha recommended both names to the President today. Both recommended ministers are the members of the parliament from the Rashtriya Swatantra Party. They are scheduled to take the oath of office and secrecy before the president this evening. Nepal's economy is forecast to grow by 2.7% in the fiscal year 2026, down from 4.6% in 2025, according to the Asian Development Outlook, the Asian Development Bank's flagship economic publication. ADB Country Director for Nepal, Arnold Kosas, said that the country's economic growth will significantly slow in the fiscal year 2026 amid political uncertainties, including last year's civil unrest and the conflict in the Middle East. While renewed political stability is expected to support reforms and bolster economic confidence, substantial downside risks remain, particularly from the Middle East conflict, which is affecting world prices, tourism and remittance inflows. Similarly, gross domestic product GDP growth is expected to climb to 5% in the fiscal year 2027 as the effects of the recent shocks fade, leading to stronger domestic demand, hydropower exports and tourism. The Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, has again increased the prices of petroleum products. The state-owned corporation has hiked the petrol prices, citing fluctuations in crude oil prices in the international market. The NOC has increased the prices of petrol, diesel, kerosene and cooking gas, effective from Thursday midnight. The NOC Board of Directors has upped petrol prices by 17 rupees per liter and diesel and kerosene by 25 rupees per liter yes. Likewise, the price of cooking LPG gas has been increased by 100 rupees per cylinder. Meanwhile, Nepal Oil Corporation has urged consumers to cut down the use of petroleum products amid rising fuel prices. President Ramchandra Patel has emphasized the crucial role of the private sector for the country's economic development, inaugurating the 75th annual general meeting of the Nepal Chamber of Commerce in Kathmandu today. President Patel stated that the fundamental basis of economic prosperity is trade and business. He also stressed on government private sector partnership in promoting industries. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
विदेश गए परी चिंता की ना कर दे
नेपाल टेलीकॉम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग लीने
जहां भए परी पाउनु होस हामी संगै
कॉल गर्नुस डेटा चलाउनुस संसार भरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलीकॉम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग सेवा सुचारु गर्न *14*15 *7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलीकॉम को एप बाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलीकॉम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The government has directed the bodies concerned to make alternative arrangements for the continuous and effective delivery of health services in the context of implementation of the two-day weekend on Saturday and Sundays. The Minister of Health and Population has directed hospitals to operate OPD services on Sundays based on their workload and available resources. It has also instructed hospitals to provide 2 days of leave per week, including Saturdays, or arrange alternative leave if Sunday off is not possible. The government is adding services to the Nagrik app, including a system to obtain personal details of civil servants, admit cards of Public Service Commission candidates, and no objection certificate NOC. Chandra Saha, Director General of the Department of Information Technology, said that the system is currently in the testing phase and will be fully implemented within the next week. You are listening to Radio Nepal ZFM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Shipping remains at a standstill in the Strait of Hormuz despite the ceasefire agreement between the United States and Iran, dampening hopes for a resolution to one of the worst global energy disruptions in history. According to Al Jazeera, ship tracking data showed only a handful of vessels have transited the critical strait since Washington and Tehran on Tuesday announced a two-week pause in fighting. More than 600 vessels, including 325 tankers, are still stranded in the Gulf due to the blockage of the strait, according to Lloyd's List Intelligence. On Thursday, U.S. President Donald Trump accused Iran of failing to live up to its part of ceasefire agreement, which includes a commitment to allow safe passes through the waterway for 2 weeks. Meanwhile, U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance is said to have departed for Islamabad, where he is scheduled to join talks with Iran on Saturday to end their war. The Indian government has proposed the changes to extend its regulatory framework to a wider range of online news voices, including influencers and podcasters on platforms such as Facebook, YouTube, and X. Last week, the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology suggested amendments to India's IT rules which govern digital media content. The BBC cited experts as saying that this will potentially give the government more power over news-related posts shared by ordinary users, including independent journalists and podcasters. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kusi province, partly cloudy in the Himalayan regions of Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces, and mainly fair in the remaining areas. Similarly, there is a possibility of light rain and snowfall at one or two places in the Himalayan regions of Kusi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Porel addresses joint session of Federal Parliament, calls for unity, good governance and youth-focused reforms to drive Nepal's development and stability. Ruby Kumari Thakur of the Sram Sanskriti Party, elected as Deputy Speaker of House of Representatives, Asian Development Bank forecasts Nepal's economic growth to remain at 2.7% in 2026, and shipping remains standstill in the Strait of Hormuz, despite U.S.-Iran ceasefire agreement. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.